What's up? I'm John Browner, and this is the Kind of Sorta Sports Podcast, where we sort of talk about sports, and we kind of talk about everything else, where we kind of talk about sports, and we sort of talk about everything else. I want you guys to go to Facebook, like the page, because you guys know I always got to get this out of the way. I really got a lot of responses from the last podcast that I did, so thank you guys for sharing, and thank you guys for listening. Always go to Facebook, like the page, repost it, tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's spread the word. You can always email me if you hear anything you like or you want to comment or you want to talk about at the Kind of Sorta Sports Podcast at gmail.com. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about the price of your dollar. On today's show, we're going to talk about what the value of your dollar allows you to do. I have a saying, well, I don't have a saying, but I've always heard this said, and I've kind of adopted this as my personal saying. If you ask my girl, she'll always tell you this is the this is the one thing that I always say, because I tend to spend money, lots of money on certain items. I'm a huge believer in you get what you pay for, period. If you pay $7 for something, expect to get something that's worth $7. If you pay $700 for something, expect to get something that's worth $700. If I buy a Ford Focus, well, the Ford Focus runs you about $17,000. I'm expecting it to perform like a Ford Focus. Now, if I go out and I buy an Audi, that's a $30,000, $40,000 car. That shit better run better than a Ford Focus, because this is a $40,000 car. So, in terms of getting your dollar's worth, I want to make sure that I'm clear when I speak on athletes who get pissed when fans boo them. Okay? When fans boo you, they're booing you because you suck at the moment. You're being booed for your performance. You see, when fans who pay money want to go to a game, this is a game, this is a piece of entertainment, okay? The fan doesn't go home with you, okay? The fan doesn't drive your kid to work. The fan goes to watch you play football, basketball, soccer, tennis, hockey, baseball, whatever it is you're being booed for sucking at. Now, this came up because, obviously, those of you who know me, I'm a Chicago Bears fan, and I make no bones about it, I'm a fan of Chicago everything. This is not a partial podcast. This is the second week out of the last 3 weeks that a Bear player has referred to the Bears fans, because they've lost every home game this year. They've referred to the Bear fans as bad fans because they've been booed going into halftime, or they've been booed at certain parts of the game. I would like those two players to call Rex Grossman and ask them what it's like to be booed at Soldier Field, because what they've gotten has been nothing compared to what Rex Grossman has received. Plenty of times on that poor turf that they call Soldier's Field. The reason why that is a sticking point with me is because the NFL ticket, the NBA ticket, are very, very, very expensive. And I'm not talking about on the secondary market. I'm speaking specifically if you go to the NBA.com or you go to NFLTicketExchange.com. These are the average prices. These are the average prices for a ticket for these teams. The highest average ticket. This is not the highest ticket. This is not the lowest ticket. This is the average ticket. The average ticket for a Seahawks game, because they have the highest ticket. The highest ticket price for a Seahawks game, $452 for one ticket. Okay? One ticket, $452. Now, in contrast to that, the lowest ticket, again, not the most expensive, not the cheapest, but the average ticket price, it's $146 in Cleveland. Now, that is a $300 difference between the two cities. Now, economically, obviously, we know that there's a gigantic difference between what's happening in Seattle and what's happening in Cleveland, of all places. So, my point in saying this is, fans who pay, if you live in Cleveland and you fork over $146 for a ticket to watch the Cleveland Browns, and they lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, a winless team going into the game. Now, this game was played in Jacksonville, not in Cleveland. But if they'd have lost that game at home, you damn right they would have got booed. You damn right they deserve to get booed. They should be booed for losing to a winless team. Now, the team in question, the Chicago Bears, the average ticket price for a Chicago Bears game is $348. Dollars, almost $100 less than in Seattle, but economically, Chicago does not have the same problems as Cleveland. Now, Seattle just came off a Super Bowl, so a high ticket price isn't really that unexpected. The Chicago Bears haven't won a Super Bowl in over almost 30 years now. So what the hell am I paying $348? Now, the kicker to this is, last year's highest ticket price in the league, you guessed it, the Chicago Bears at $446. So you're now going, and last year they were 8-8. So now you're going on a second year where they've, in the last 2 years, they've lost more than they won, and they've got the fifth highest ticket price in the league. So if I'm at this game, if I'm at a NFL football game where there are only 8 home games, I'm forking over $500,000 to watch you play. If you stink it up, Kyle Long, I'm going to fucking boo you. Okay? And if you don't like it, go do something else. Okay? Go play baseball. Go play tennis, where it's unsportsmanlike to boo the athletes. This is football. Football players and coaches and organizations, they want credit for everything, but they want criticism for nothing. As a fan of something, you are putting your hard-earned money on the line. And these fuckers have the nerve to be pissed at you. You don't make $100,000 a year. The average, I looked this up, people, okay? This shit got me so pissed. I looked up these numbers in terms of ticket prices. The average income for Americans, this is across America, so whether you live in Cleveland or whether you live in Seattle, the average income for an American family last year was $52,000. $52,000 for two people who are employed, probably with a kid or two, a mortgage or a rent payment, car payment, telephone payment, food, groceries, all those things, okay? The reason why I put those things in perspective, why I brought those things up, for $52,000 a year, okay? Now, if you go to the game, depending on how hard you cheer. Because a lot of people in Chicago take their families to these games. You are looking at, if you take three people to a Bears game this year, you're going to be out of $1,000. From a family who makes $52,000 a year, I'm out of $1,000 because I want to treat my family to go watch our favorite team. And you guys chose this week to stunk it up. You damn right I'm going to boo you. I deserve to boo you because this damn ticket costs $348. I'm going to boo you. If I live in Seattle and the Seahawks suck, I'm going to boo you because I just almost paid $500,000 for a ticket. You could feed your family, the same family living off $52,000 for $452.34, which is the price of a Seattle Seahawks ticket, you could feed your family for half a month. That's 15 days. You could go to the grocery store with that much money. Damn, I know some families, because obviously we're talking about the average income. I know some families who could feed their family for a month of what one ticket to a Seahawks game cost. So when people get pissed and they boo you, professional athlete, they're booing you because this is the highlight of the week for them. This is not something that they do every day. Because I think sometimes athletes lose perspective in what it means to be a professional athlete. Okay? It's a privilege. It's not a right. You're not privileged to play in the NFL. Okay? It's not your right. You earn the right to play in that league. But at the same time, no, the people who are forking down this money and giving the team, because you're included in that, giving the team their time, energy, and care to come and cheer for you, because they come to cheer. They don't come to boo. So please understand that. Fans aren't lining up and paying tons of money to boo you on a Sunday. They come to cheer. They come to have a good time, not to have their beer pissed in because you can't block Kyle Long, because Jay Cutler chooses to throw interceptions, or because Percy Harvin fumbles the ball, or Pete Carroll called a timeout which caused him to lose the game. They boo you because you're fucking up. It's called home court advantage for a reason. If you play well, the crowd will cheer, inciting an advantage for you. I don't care how much money you make as a professional athlete. In all honesty, I believe all professional athletes should make more money, because what the owners are making pale in comparison to what the actual players are making. Okay? So, keep making more money. I don't care how much money you make, but understand the rules and implications of what comes with all that money. Understand what comes with the private planes, okay? The nice cars, the condos, the homes. Criticism comes with that. And if you, as a professional athlete, can't handle booing, you can't handle booing, you are soft. That's one thing about football, because now I'm about to get into a whole other thing, which I didn't even plan to. That's the one thing about football players that amazed me. Football is probably physically the toughest game America has to offer. Toughest, bar none, pound for pound. Toughest thing you could possibly do is be an NFL football player. And it seems as if, psychologically, these are the weakest individuals walking the country. Because they can't be criticized. They can't answer questions when they lose, because they leave. They don't wait for reporters to be allowed to ask questions. They can't handle criticism. They can't handle distractions. I mean, how psychologically weak are professional athletes? By professional athletes, I mean football players. Because they seem to be the only industry that has to be excessively coddled to succeed at their line of employment. If you're a football player and you cannot take a gay guy in your locker room, you have a weak mind. If you are a professional athlete and you cannot perform in a locker room where you don't like the other guy, you are weak-minded. Because here's the thing. People who make far less money than you, okay, people who work far more life-dependent jobs than you do it every single day. Nobody likes everyone where they work, and everyone feels like they're underpaid for the job they're being asked to do. That's America. And yeah, we're not being booed every day on our jobs. But we didn't choose that profession. Okay, well, some people probably get booed working at McDonald's when you burn the fries and you put too much salt on them. By the way, McDonald's, stop putting so much damn salt on my fries. You're going to give me a heart attack. Anyway, we signed up for what we signed up for. You signed up to be a football player. That is a highly critical yet highly rewarding profession, monetarily. By monetarily, for people who don't know, that means money. So stop bitching when people boo you and start scoring touchdowns or blocking kicks or sacking people or tackling people or whatever it is you're assigned to do on your side of the football. If they boo you, they're booing you because you suck. So how about you worry about not sucking and stop worrying about people booing you. I'm John Brown, and this has been the Connoisseur of Sports Podcast. As always, like I said, like that page on Facebook. Email me, connoisseurofsportspodcast@gmail.com. I know it's long, but that was the email that was available because of the title of the show, people. As I always say on my way out, never, ever give up. Peace.